highlight the Republican contention that we shouldn't have done it in the first place. And I think that's not a bad alternative. It's better than, and of course it would also prevent us from getting rid of a lot of our agricultural surplus and damage our balance of payments position. But I don't think those two reasons are very
important. I don't think they're substantial enough. $200 million is a chicken feed.
That's right.
And it seems to me that we can just say, well, now we thought on balance that it was better to sell the wheat, but if our people won't load it, and if the Republicans don't want it sold, and they represent the wheat country, we can't lock up men and send them to jail because they won't ship it, and they've created this situation. So we helpless to do anything about it.
I think that is preferable, certainly, to giving into upon the Iron Curtain satellite country.
I don't think we can legislatively. Wouldn't they enjoin us saying we didn't have any such authority?
No, we could. No, we could do it because we license all shipments of wheat. As a legal matter, we could condition the licensing, and we have great discretion in this. We could condition the granting of the license on the agreement that the company ships 50% of the wheat in American bottom. So we do have the legal authority to do it, although it's really contrary to the spirit.
Has this thing been mishandled?
Well, there are lots of recriminations that could be made. I don't know how much Bill has gone into this with you, Mr. President.
No, he hadn't gone into it with me.
But he says that if Franklin Roosevelt had lived up to the commitment that Franklin made to the Union, they probably would have agreed. They're very angry with Franklin Roosevelt, Orville Freeman, and for some reason with Hubert Humphrey, because they put Hubert and Orville together. They're almost apoplectic about Franklin Roosevelt. They say that he agreed to a whole series of conditions and then didn't live up to them. Now, I don't know whether that's justified or not. There also is other, I think there are other problems. I think that perhaps way back when we agreed that Continental should ship the grain, we probably should have made clear that that they should get 50% in American bottom. The story that I have gotten is that privately, some people in the administration, and I don't know whether it's Luther Hodges or Orville Freeman or who it is, some people in the administration privately told Continental that they wouldn't have to live up to the 50% clause. But there are lots of things like that that we could say resulted in mishandling this whole thing. But it's not really very productive to go into that.
No. Where is Continental based?
In New York. Well, they have their executive offices in New York. They actually do most of their buying out of Chicago.
It looks awfully messy to me. I think it's loaded with political dynamite.
Yes, I'm sure it is, Mr. President. And that's why, I thought yesterday it was we were in very good shape yesterday morning, that we were going to resolve this and we come out with very well. And then they threw this Iron Curtain country thing in, and things were back the way they were originally.
Don't see if words can't find some way to postpone that, or let us recommend to the Congress, or let us talk to the Congress, or get us by this period when we don't want to welch on our trade, we don't want to look impotent, we don't want to go under making the terms. Maybe words ought to, some of that ought to appeal to them some way where we don't enter into any side agreement with them, but we do show an understanding of their position, and we do let Congress settle it.
One other, there are a number of other possibilities. One other possibility is to tell them that we would give them CL-480 ships, American ships, in a quantity sufficient to make up whatever they don't get in Iron Curtain country ships. Now, this might not cost us anything, because we normally do send more than 50% of our PL-480 shipments in American bottoms. And they were receptive to this kind of formula in the Continental field. If we could just get them to load the Continental train, then I think we don't have to worry about it anymore. Because from then on, we have control over the granting of the license, and we can refuse to give any other train company licenses to ship wheat if it exceeds 50%.
You better get hold of Hodges and bear down on him a little bit. Get Orville and Hodges, George Ball, and then you all stay in hourly touch with Bill Wirtz. If you want him back, say so. If you don't, find out what you can do there and try to find some kind of solution, Dave, because I just think that I don't think we can take this rap, and then you keep in touch with me, too.
All right, I thought I might call Arthur Goldberg, too, privately, and see whether he has any suggestions as to how to handle these people.
I would. I'd do that, and I think I'd talk to Clark Clifford, too.
All right, I'll call both of them.
Just ask them what their judgment is.
All right.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Let me know after an hour or two what progress you're making.
All right, sir.